Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, as I told our players today, I was really proud of their effort in all three phases. But I also said congratulations to the Vikings and Leslie Frazier and his team for the way they played. They finished strong, and they deserve to win the game. And you know, as hard as we played, we didn't play well enough to win. There's no doubt about it. In all three phases, I thought our guys prepared exceptionally well throughout the week. They were ready to play. They played with tremendous effort. But at the end of the day, we didn't get it done. The accountability starts with me. We didn't do it well enough today to win, and that starts with me. And you know, I take responsibility for that. We had a lot of ways to win the game today, and we certainly lost it as a football team. Special teams, defensively, and certainly offensively, we all had opportunities in three phases to step up and get the job done, and we didn't do it today. And that starts with me. Well, yeah, just a couple of things. We were definitely in range. And I didn't want to at that point in time risk a possible penalty that would set us back, similar to what happened on the other side, or a fumble of some kind, something, you know, unique. And I felt that we were clearly in range, and we could get the game over at that time. Certainly, we were running the ball very well. Well, there's no guarantee that we would get any yards on second down or third down. There's no guarantee of that on second down. So I just felt we were in range, and let's get it done. I've seen it happen many times before, and you know that's the situation that it was, and we didn't get it done.
Clark, was Robbie in that decision as to where to kick it from?
No, he wasn't. We just, like I said, made a decision at that time. We're in range. You know, we got one of the best field goal kickers in the league, certainly, and unfortunately we didn't get it done. Robbie didn't lose the game for us. There's a lot of different ways. No one play loses the game. I just feel bad for him that we didn't get it done from that standpoint. Well, there's a lot of different ways, and I'll talk to them about it tomorrow, because it doesn't. I mean, there's historical points of view that show that it doesn't. And we got a long season left. We got four games to go. There was a sign of a team that played very well today at times. We just didn't play well enough all the time, and certainly in all three phases, there were moments that really inhibited us from moving the ball, stopping them, and making the play in special teams. So there's clearly evidence that we can move forward here, and I'm always going to feel that way. You know, I'm not looking at it at that point. I'm certainly, we know Detroit won, and we know what our record is, but there's certainly a lot of football to be played. I think our guys will come back on Monday night excited to play and ready to go, and they get an extra day of rest because they deserved it after the effort that they put into this game today. And you know, both teams played very, very hard. I'm proud of our team with the effort and the level of intensity that they played throughout the game and the overtime. Got to give Minnesota credit. They got the job done. We didn't, and we got to move on from there. Well, it was exciting to see. I mean, the first one was a great, he got off the line of scrimmage. It was a great throw by Josh and really good protection. But, the second one, that ball hung up for a long time. It was a great throw by Josh to keep it in bounds. But, we all saw it. He exploded into the air and elevated and that's what we've seen him do. I mean, that's what we've been talking about. The guys who have been with us since training camp, we've been talking about his work ethic and his day-to-day preparation. And, he gets a lot of that from Brandon. We got to see a little bit of that today, which was great. You know, we're doing everything we can. I thought our guys, we had good fits. Sometimes we hung on and he dragged us. He didn't have a lot of explosive plays, but, he got his share today. But at the end of the day, we're looking up there at 20 points right now, or 23 points. And, offensively, we really stopped ourselves. We didn't get the third downs converted early. We had some long drives, but we didn't finish them. That allowed him to get back on the field sooner than we would have liked. It's a team game. It's all connected, and we didn't play well enough in all three phases.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.